It's time for All Things Gardening with Charlie Nardozzi, brought to you by Gardener's Supply and Vermont Victory Greenhouses. Good morning, Charlie.
Good morning, Mary.
Well, we can call this episode Invasives Part 2. An invasive plant that we might be seeing along roadsides and also in wet areas. Can you tell us more about Japanese knotweed?
Oh, yeah. This is one people are really noticing this time of year because it's growing strong. Spreads by our underground rhizome that goes really deep. And this is a plant that came from Japan. And in its native country, it has insects and diseases that keep it under control. And in fact, they actually eat it as a small little sprout when it comes out of the ground as a leafy green. So it's an edible plant too. But in our country, it's gotten out of control because there's no natural controls for it. And you'll see it just taking over stream banks and wetland areas, crowding out all kinds of native plants and really making a mess. And it's a tough one to control. So if you're going to try to control this one, you're going to have to really be realistic. Because if you have a whole bankside of these Japanese knotweed plants, you're not going to control them in a year or two. It's going to take a number of years of diligent staying on top of it. So you've been warned. But with that idea, probably one of the best things you could do this time of year is cut it all down, remove it from that area, because it can root from its stems that you've cut as well as from the roots. So you want to take it out, put it in plastic bags, black plastic bags, stick it out on asphalt, let it just sit there and rot for a number of weeks. And then once you've cut it all back, get a thick tarp, plastic tarp, and cover the area and put rocks and boards on it so it doesn't sprout out, and leave it there. Let's just try 1 year for now. A year from now, when you remove that tarp, then you're going to start seeing some of the sprouts coming up, because they will, but it's been weakened. So after a rain, go in there and try to dig them out. And that's something you're going to have to be doing for a number of years afterwards. But slowly and slowly, if you be diligent about it, you can remove them. Now, if you're not close to a waterway and you have Japanese knotweed, what you can do, if you're inclined to use it, is use a chemical herbicide. But the way to use it is to cut the stalks of these, almost like bamboo, Japanese knotweed plants down to about 6 inches tall, and then get either a foam injector or a regular injector to inject it into the stem itself. You're not spraying it indiscriminately. That'll be systemic. It'll go down and it'll kill the roots. Again, it won't kill them all, and you'll have to come back the next year and have to dig those things out too.
All right, let's tackle some questions. This from Leslie in Boston, Mass. Leslie writes, our house has this giant holly tree when we bought it. The birds love it. The bees swarm there in May, but the leaves are sharp. Time in the garden usually results in so profanity, even with gloves on, Leslie writes. And if I cut this thing way down, would it be possible to bush out, or will it always be this weird single trunk form? I'd like to make it more manageable and keep it for the birds and bees.
Yeah, Leslie, I've cursed a number of times at trying to cut down prickly shrubs like that. But luckily, an evergreen holly can be cut way down. In fact, if you want to cut it to 3 or 4 feet, that's fine to do it. You could do it now. You can wait till late winter and spring to do it. But yes, you can whack it way back and it'll regrow. And then you can train it as it's regrowing into the shape and size that you want. So go ahead, cut it back.
Anne Marie writes, my first year growing potatoes, and my potato leaves are turning brown on the edges. And then the leaves slowly die, and the whole plant just seems to fade away. Should I pull the affected plants, and perhaps I can keep it from spreading up the row?
Well, it could be a number of foliar diseases. If you're not seeing the spots, and certainly if the plants aren't dying back quickly, you could probably rule out late blight, which is the biggest concern with potatoes. But it might be early blight or another foliar disease. What I would suggest is the plants that are infected, maybe pull a few of those up. It's late enough that you have some potatoes under there, and check those spuds and make sure that they look clean, they don't have any kind of diseases on them. Other than that, you can mulch the rest of the potato bed with a straw or chopped leaves or grass clippings to just try to slow down that disease. And you can only really do anything with that, though, on the plants that are healthy, not ones that are already infected. And other than that, I think next year, rotate your crops, find a new spot, maybe try a couple different varieties. And hopefully you'll be able to get some nice potatoes out of it this year, too.
Okay. Find All Things Gardening wherever you listen to podcasts and send us gardening questions. Visit vermontpublic.org, search All Things Gardening, and submit your question there. Thanks, Charlie.
You're welcome, Mary. And I'll be seeing you in the garden.